You're tuned in right now. You're tuned in to Live Talk at The Connection, brought to you live by Studio 7 of Voice of America on Tuesday, July 27, 2021. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Mudia Zimbabwe, if you tuned in right now, welcome, wherever you are in the world joining us. Welcome, you're tuned in to Live Talk The Connection. We're coming to you live from our studios, Studio 7 in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, Mudia Zimbabwe, namhlanje kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, nasi njongo cha ndichebe chipniki, we continue focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic. We speak to Zimbabwean youths of different professions, Mudia Zimbabwe, to hear more about how the global pandemic, umkhuhlane we coronavirus, COVID-19, how it is affecting their work. If you're looking to join us, Mudia Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air. The number to call is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on Facebook, kindly share the program with your networks. Mudia Zimbabwe, we're live on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Also, remember to press the like button. So, also feel free to write the comments in the comment section, and we're going to be reading them live on air. Without wasting time, Mudia Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 99,944 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 67,827 recoveries, 3,173 deaths. Now, last night alone, 8,716 PCR tests were conducted, 2,050 new cases were detected, 1,914 recoveries, and 79 deaths. Of those 79 deaths, 12 are in Bulawayo, 12 are in Harare, 7 are in Manicaland, 3 are in Mashonaland Central, 13 are in Mashonaland East, 13 are in Mashonaland West, 10 in Midlands, 1 in Matabeleland North, and 8 are in Matabeleland South. Now, the country currently has 28,944 active COVID-19 cases. To date, Mudia Zimbabwe, 1,491,493 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, when we talk about how many people have taken both the first and the second jab, 687,216 people have taken both jabs. As we speak, Mudia Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is currently under level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown. Remember, it was supposed to come to an end today. However, we just recently got information uhlelo lwe-level 4 COVID lockdown lulokhe luqhubekela phambili. Now, to get a bigger picture of what things currently look like in Zimbabwe's major hospitals, recently Studio 7 correspondent Ezra Chisa-Spanda spoke to some Zimbabweans about the vaccination program and, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to a conversation that Ezra Chisa-Spanda had with Ambilo Hospital Director Professor Solwayo Ngwenya to hear more about what's happening in Vulawayo.
Professor Solo Ngwenya, get this pity because I'm going to come and
I want to have a good test. I want to buy with them a contact. I want to have a coronavirus. You want to send this pity back and you want to get some of the good test. So it is in the Panacea screen. I want to walk about Sigaila, But this is where I'm by. I community on the Avanza. I want to hotel and Lava Sala, a community on Lava Sala, Omanesma, Katama public transport by invite. You I saw the CM to Onka Avanza, coronavirus.
Katas Kona Kuminjan, Lapa Kulava Kona, you what Yakole, it's really by the one.
Ah, that's Lava and Rasa.
In the
Usata abantu bathatha namhlanje bona ama health workers la. Banengi sibiza bana ba line nezinsini bafuna ukuthabisa.
Abantu uzule ngihamba ngaphambi emaclini ungatshela abantu njengomkhulu lapha kobulawa ukuthi abantu baye emaclini njengaphambi.
Ye, abantu baye emaclini basiduze wabo khona ngathi. Sebayine kujuke manje sibinye eminye nxa sebesiyenzinye eminye njalo babenenkola umkhuhlane. Yikho kungcono umuntu ayefondele lapha ekhini eseduze kulaye ekhangele ukuthi akulala inendlu ahlatshwe kuhle.
Wena waqongosela ngomkhuhlane lo omnyaka ophelileyo waqongosela wathi umkhuhlane lo ukhona uzabuya kuzaba nobo-third wave abantu bezotokoza bane-second wave bazabe bakubhilile manje kathesi njona ke sukukhanya ukuthi wakhona iqiniso uthini ngento ezinhle
ngithi abantu kumele umkhuhlane lowo bawuhloniphe sibili ngoba ngumkhuhlane omubi kakhulu njalo ngumkhuhlane ozabhiliza into efunule eminingi ma singazange sananzelele kumele silandele khona lokho okukhulunywa yi-WHO ukuthi abantu baziphathe njani ngoba nxa abantu bengalandeli lo okukhulunywayo umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka njengoba kathesi sesibona sokuthiwa sokulama-new variant la asekhona la ama-new variant akhanya anamathela masinya njalo senamathela konke labantwana labadala esiya phambili ikubona ukuthi abantu kathesini nxa singaziphathanga kuhle abantu abaningi bazatshabalala emhlabeni
kulezi nsuku sizwa amaripoti amaningi kunye abantu abafaya abaningi kambe abantu ngaphandle kwakhona kukhona abangazilondoloza kwakho ngaphandle kokuthi bahlatshwe
hayi akaningi ukuthi umkhuhlane lona vele uyalandela lapho kulabantu abaningi khona lapho kulesiminyeminye khona lapho utholakala khona njalo abantu lapha ngiyabona abantu ama-face mask la uyathola umuntu efakile i-face mask ilenga lapho emthinjeni la kavali imlomo kavali amakhala kuzibuza ukuthi kathi pho umuntu lo ugqokelani i-face mask khona lokuthela i-face mask kababili kunje la ugqokelela mgqokile umkhuhlane ukuthi usuke kimi siyabuye musuka kuya kimi kuyayenza ukuthi hayi umkhuhlane ungaze wamemetheka yikho siyacela abantu ukuthi baziphathe lo mkhuhlane ufuna umuntu oziphathayo njalo uyageza izandla sengathi basihamba kathi sokuningi kakhulu abantu uyathe umuntu efile bagijima khona phana besiyabamba umuntu lana xa igula begijime konke besiyabamba umuntu uyabona bebuya lapha ekazwalo uyabe bengu-10 bethwala umuntu oyi-1 umuntu lana nxa yelawo umkhuhlane uyathi esifa ichiye phefumulelela abana abantu labana abantu sebehamba besuka lapho sebesiyabuthana endlini emfeni bebiza abantu lakana abantu basebethelela abanye abantu labana ababuya yikho sisithi kathi izizimba lezi hhayi kumele sinazelele emsebeni ngoba sihathela ufike hayi abantu labana abantu asikhalelanini emafonini sikhalelanini kuma-WhatsApp kumisana ukhambe kuphele isihlobo lanxa usiyabeka umuntu emangcwabeni kungaze kwafazwa mina ngibona inamba le yamashumi amathathu la ngibona ingani lokhu emaningi kakhulu kuhambe abantu abalutshwana abantu abaichumi nje kuphela abantu abaclosclose ama-relatives kube yibo ababeka ungweni hhayi khona ukuthi kubuye inkalakatha zabantu ezimangalisayo zabe zisiyani nomfoni umkhuhlane
Hayi Dr. Ngwenya siyabonga kakhulu ke lo msebenzi wakho omkhulu kangaka athi sinyona ke ungumuntu onto engawuhlele ofisini kodwa ukhona ukhangela abantu kunzima lapha siyabonga kakhulu ngwenya
ngiyabonga
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, that was Ezra Jesus Banda speaking to Dr. Or Professor Solwaye Ngwenya. He is the director of Ambilo Hospital. Ube Fotla Ngempela Ezrasiso Kunengi. Wanga wachitana nguraka Professor Solwaye Ngwenya. Zwaru kusangayana zwa kubulawayo. Wachite aiwa zupatara zwaka wanda. Kwete kubulawayo chwete. But zupatara zwaka wanda munyika. Zwaru kusangayana nemata mzuka kawanda. Nemipane wanu wakati one day parizino. Waru kudakubai wanomba. Saka waru aiwa waru kumbiraka hurumende. Iwa basire. So ilo lutabe. You heard there from Professor Solwaye Ngwenya talking about Zimbabwe's vaccination program and of course what's happening at Mbilo Hospital. Now to better understand what's happening in Bulawayo, we're joined via telephone by Unkosi Khona Dibiti. He's the founder of Community Podium, joining us live via telephone. Dibiti, welcome to the program. Bafwa, how are you doing? It seems as though he's linking with Utiviti. We're going to try to get him back on the telephone. As is Ogunengi, na loko kwenza kala yogobula wa yogondu tuzea tunga. But just to check out ukuthi abantu bathini, siyabona ukuthi ngempela abantu sebeqalunge na uhlelo vanu. Ato tanga kupinda mchirongwane uwandu wawo. Chukona pa page redu urepa VOA Studio 7. Anzi na Andres Iviega, tiripo, tiripo pa live talker, trikuno ku Mozambique. Chinotenda zukuru sana kupinda mchirongwa. Josa Makasa Bangwe. nawe arunyaranza. I'm watching you live in Malawi. Kukhasile two LVO and develop as one abantu sebeqale yini ukungena kuhlelo. Nangu usikhumbuzo uthi happy Mike Hobe ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mlalazi. Thank you so much for joining us. Sifiso Ndlovu uthi salibonani. Sifiso siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Nangu Mzila uthi linjani mdala kanti Theswa sibe sakhulu kanti Mzila siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Nangu Prince uyabhola uthi God bless the people, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Thank you so much to everybody who's joining us. But whilst we wait for Unkosi Khona DVD, let's head over to some of the other videos that Ezra Chisa's Vanda has had a talk on Labantu Zulukandaba na loko kwenza kalayo gobulawayo. Na, okay, nyezo uti utiviti use pendugile, Tiviti is back on the line. Tiviti, welcome to the program, Bafo, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bafo. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man. Utavesi lalugushelo, COVID-19, I know Bulawayo is one of the places whereby it's had a couple of hotspots. The same applies in different parts of the country. What's your impression on everything that's happening in the country, Bafo?
Right now, we are in a situation where there's a lot of talk about the vaccine, you know. Everywhere around the city, Bulawayo, we're going to want to wait there for the vaccine. And it's been the talk also that has been the talk so far, and people are just going and now is just 84 vaccination centers from the ones that we had in the private sector, and I also am here tower. So there's a whole lot of talk about new vaccinator more right now.
Could this be proof of what abantu sebeqalile ngempela ukwamukela lolu hlelo, like people have started embracing the vaccination program?
Yes, I think abantu sebeqalile ukunanzelela ukuthi i-corona isikhona and iyabulala. Why? Because kade sokufika abantu esibaziwa sengazi ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi kubani kasekho kuthiwe i-COVID, kubani kasekho sokuthiwe i-COVID. So it's now getting closer to home. And the only way out where people are running to is getting the vaccine and getting vaccinated. So here are my conversations that the corner and I probably know even that they and it's so you couldn't make a vaccine today.
Now let's focus on that okwenzakalayo emakhaya before the rural areas. There's a couple other videos that we're going to play later on where abantu abasemaphandleni are speaking for themselves. But in your experiences, I know Community Podium sometimes delves into rural settlements, speaking to people not just about COVID but the experiences that they're going through. What are people saying about coronavirus? Sebezwe sister na okwenzakalayo elizweni.
Even in the community podium, we've tried to really create awareness around no vaccine. So we partnered with the Matabele North COVID-19 Task Force team just to raise awareness about where people can go and vaccinate. If vaccinate by toilets, down the Pilanan. Of course, we've got feedback when, like, particularly in Pane. Where people are saying, you know, our vaccination centers are cut down at this corner. So we like need to board a bus or to even walk long distances to get to the vaccination centers in our Marushan. What are the conversation is we really want to vaccinate, but our vaccination centers are very far, which you need to part with money, which people don't actually have at this point in time to go and vaccinate. But however, you notice that with our numbers, I think in 2 weeks ago, we hit the first million of people who got their first jab.
That's correct.
You notice that the people who are like the maybe who got the, I don't know, the information hasn't come in that segment, which is going to, pandemic, not like in Pane Center, Cholocho Center, guys said, want to know how it has gotten there, like for the people who are in the remotest of places, who are actually giving feedback to say, yes, we see your posters about where we can go and vaccinate, but those places are still too far for us. So, possibly, as we move towards herd immunity, then there should be outreach programs, really, to get to some of these remotest of areas, Emakaya. Also, Emakaya, what we've seen is we report kuboma tobo lapha sitiko na kwese kati vaccine sitelile ndasinga ingale you know the road networks are quite bad so for them to get the jab as soon as other places it proves to be a problem but at least the vaccination process actually taking place yeah sitelile but which day yeah is awe that's the feeling that we are getting from the rural area. You find that the confirmation mic is changed from COVID-19 is there. People are now conversating around the vaccination process. Mm-hmm. Which in the vaccination process, whether spiritual, religious, or cultural. Mm-hmm. So those are the issues that are among the conversations that call, which are that those conversations are such an alphabet. About the vaccination itself, which is the reason that we know moons are so good to think and look at local. You know, there's a whole lot of conversation about that, but you can take also character 11 twins. Even if it's a corner, you would have to go ahead and they shall be explained.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's two things that you pointed out there that I want to touch on. Into your pala is there's a video earlier on that we played that I wish you were here for, where U Ezra Chisas Vanda in that visit of Studio 7, Ube Koka lo Professor Solwayo Ngwenya. And one of the things that Professor Solwayo Ngwenya highlights is Uti is badly, like, especially like places like Mpilo Hospital. We've heard same reports coming from places like Parinyatwa. But you will have to the point where Bonanjenga Bongi, Abo Togotela, are they feeling a little overwhelmed? Have you been to any of these vaccination centers and what have you seen?
The vaccination centers, I'm not sure how the process is like or the green power in Nani. Because our vaccination centers, like we have visited and through our social media platforms, they've actually shared some of these centers, even in Makai. The queues are always long. So I'm not sure what it is. I'm not about queues, not because the people are many, or the process of vaccinating, or maybe collecting data is slow. So you find that this case is always on a daily basis. This is a lot of people on a daily basis. People are queuing for the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
My local clinic, especially in my residential areas.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen young people living queuing. You know, it's easy for young people running at our school out and development centrally. And we know, well, of course, there are conspiracy theories. We say, hey, you know, you won't be admitted to university. But however, people are still going on to get the job as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dibiti, whilst on each discussion here, air vaccination jab, says Ukhulumende City, they're looking to step in and they're looking to use different parts that are closer to the people as vaccination points. Amongst them is, for example, our police stations. How beneficial do you think something like this would be?
It would be very beneficial because right now what we're saying is if we are to achieve herd immunity as per the plan, and according to the government, we are receiving about 5.5 million jabs around August this coming month.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to further decentralize so that we go to where the people are. Herd immunity won't be possible if we don't go closer to where the people are, because the feedback that we are getting is also because those things are actually very far from where Abanya Bank is. So, if the process is done, it will go a long way in terms of, you know, reaching out to everyone and give them a chance to be vaccinated. That would be very, very recommended. It's unfortunate that, you know, other stakeholders might get less to contribute because it's about the Ministry of Health, the manpower of people who know how to do it, and maybe resources to create those mobile outreach programs. I'm not sure about that, but that will come in handy because we have tried as non-media to also escalate the message around the vaccine, where people can get vaccinated, and also show that other people are actually queuing for this and things like that. But however, we need to, it would be beneficial to have these outreach programs. Without the outreach programs, it would be impossible to get to other people because they stay far from the clinics or the hospitals, especially my car.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Dibisi, let me hold you on the line there for a second. There's a video that I'd like to head over to. Then we're going to come back. I'd like to hear your thoughts on what comes out of this video. Now, Muriel Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned Uguti and Namhlanje Kuhlelo, Ezra Chisasibanda spoke to a lot of residents about their experience with the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the next video that I would like to head over to is a conversation that Ezra had with a Bulawayo resident. His name is Bongani Dube. Bongani speaks more on the COVID-19 vaccine and, of course, the jab and the program. Let's head over to that video. Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there Ezra Chisasibanda speaking to Bongani Dube, apanga chinyatso tsanangurawaka, wechidiki arichizvara cheZimbabwe anogara kaMubulawayo kugontutu zyatunga, akabaiwawo nhomba, saka anga achitsanangura zvaakasangana nazvo, anga achiti aiwa, iye process yake yekubaiwa nhomba zvakafamba mushe, akapinda akabuda 10 minutes anga achibaiwa nhomba uko kuMubulawayo kuMpilo Hospital. But now, Muriel Zimbabwe, Ezra is not the only Studio 7 correspondent on the grounds speaking to Zimbabweans. Now, we also have another correspondent who was in Mangura recently. Studio 7 correspondent Nunurai Jena also took to the streets of Mangura to hear people's thoughts on the vaccination program. Let us hear what one of the residents of Mangura had to say.
Kwenye kubai wa nomba yuko siviri ya COVID, makamu wa mkale zayo?
Ie, kena shizora na kena kubayo.
Nakabayo yere?
Ae, waini na sati.
Sii msati mabayo?
Aja, ya zenda wa nubayo.
Kwa sii msiri kuna ubayo wa Yesus?
Zenda wa nubayo wa, wani kwa chichi zira wa kutu yuko wa bayo, yuko na yuko na kubayo, yuko na 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 yuko na
yuko na yuko na yuko na yuko na yuko na yuko na
yuko na yuko na yuko na yuko na yuko na yuko na
Well, azulukanda pale amuzwa phela uNunurai Jena lapha obese Mangura khuluma with one of the residents of Mangura bechasisa ngempela ukuthi ebona eMangura what are they facing. Thank you so much to VOA or Studio 7 correspondent Nunurai Jena for the amazing work he's doing there in Mangura. Now, DVD, back to you. Let's bring you back on the program here. I want to have you comment on both of the videos that we just played. Usakhona ecingweni?
Yeah, ngibakhona manje.
Now, before I want to first touch on the first video of Ubongani. Young person there, Ubekhuluma about his experience as he got the his first jab. Are young people embracing the vaccination program, and are they behaving when it comes to COVID-19? Are they abiding by the protocols?
Yeah, so young people like in the last week in Mugunan, the other one, I actually stay like 2 houses away from the clinic itself. So from Mugunan, the other one, I noticed that most of the people who are there early, as early as to say, my young people, mm-hmm. young people under 35 years, really, they are the ones who are there early enough, like, you know. So in conversation with some of them, I would agree with what Juan was saying, because in conversation with some of them, they highlight many things about, you know, the way people are dying. It's like you are just starting yourself, you know, and planning for your future in some way. The job site where they highlight people who get home after we know about the time, no job. Or it's the academic side, these things can change and then you're not vaccinated. So, lastly, the conversation with young people in this case, virus is going to know which is the child's name. That's the name. And then move on. So, most of them, you have to have a kid, it's 4 a.m., and take the first chair. So, that's what the conversation with young people are. They're not to lose without the jab. In a way, you know, because of the way the pandemic is wreaking havoc, and also the opportunities that might come that will require you to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also a little more curious about what you just highlighted, which seems to be something that happened. When the vaccination program started, it was all voluntary, and yes, to this date it's still voluntary, but you just mentioned something that is very important. There's some buildings, there's some places, there's some job opportunities that people are missing out on, especially abantu abasakhulayo, like you just highlighted. How are people reacting to this? Njengoba, it's now seeming as though but more in an enforcing manner, which was actually in Jackson.
What we are having now is a lot of communication, especially from the government. You will notice that those that are employed by the Public Service Commission have been advised to vaccinate. And you see companies also putting up statements like Cell One saying, no, if you are not vaccinated, please excuse us, don't come to work. Those who are coming to work should be vaccinated. And you also notice that the report that was done by the committee, the task force in COVID-19, and there was a research that showed that people who have been vaccinated who are unvaccinated died more of COVID. That, so you find that with young people, they have got all, you know what I'm narrating, is all that information that people will give you as examples in a conversation of saying, okay, why have you decided to vaccinate? They will tell you, no, ubone lapana government, ubone lapana, ama companies, artists, ubone lapana, umjita, wabosebeza, ati, atkutwebeze. So you see, that has been the driving force, mm-hmm. you know, and you find that for young people right now, it's more about what will I lose if I don't do it, mm-hmm. than what do I gain if I do it, kind of in because the examples that are there, to say which ones will be the past, which do I want to answer, so which by this time they should be vaccinated, or are we getting vaccinated? Mm-hmm. Or even, you know, so there's a lot of conspiracy around there now. Intercity travel, if it's open, at some point you won't be able to travel. So that's the conversation that young people base most of their decision making on, in terms of, you know, the opportunities at stake, Mike, for young people in Zimbabwe is the key thing. To say, if I miss this opportunity, you think about the present, but the issues, you think about, should I really miss it because of this kind of a thing. So it's the environment we are in, or the economic that they will make that will make them eligible for accessing certain opportunities when it comes to, you know, the vaccination process, because they've seen, you know, even institutions in government highlight that if they are not vaccinated, don't come to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, now, Dibiti, as we wrap up in Okoye too, before I want to touch on uibonelele video or izwilele video of umama lo who was in Mangura, a cochlear and data listen to Studio 7 SCI. Yeah, now she's part of the group of Abantu Abakanya Nganibaya Saba Ushacho Lili Jackson, and there still seems to be a problem with regards to education. Now, what can be done to educate people? Because Uhulumeni is running programs on different platforms day in, day out. Tina Njenge Studio 7, we're running programs day in, day out. Nina Njenge Community Podium, we're running programs day in, day out. And there are other organizations that are running programs day in, day out. Befundisa uZulu with regards to COVID-19. Goto, basa kona abantu to this day. Abakhanya nganibaya saba ukuthatha le rejection basically. There are several different conspiracy theories that they are learning. What can be done to help these people, especially abantu basakhulayo? What can they do to help these people?
I think what we need to do, Mike, is with the situation as well, so especially the remote, you know, the issues around, you know, beliefs, people's beliefs, and many conspiracy theories that are flying around on social media, even WhatsApp. So I think what we need to do to deal with this is to continuously share consistently the message about the vaccine, about why people should vaccinate, and the benefits thereof, and also when people are informed and they have enough information without so many questions, you find that it's easier for them to make the decision to do it. Right now, I've given you an analogy of how young people think that we have had conversations with. They think, I need to vaccinate because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. They never highlight that I need to get the vaccine so that my immune system possibly could be ready, even if I have the COVID-19 or contract COVID-19, I will not be able to suffer 1 or 2. So there's less conversation about health,
mm-hmm.
the impact of your health system. But there's more conversation about in our culture, in our religion, in our this and that, our pastor said, our this said. So it boils down to hearsay also as well, which unverified information. So I think ideally let's continue to spread awareness, verify information to our communities, as so the Spunamesho Kawani, so on at the same time, but the others will catch up as we go, and as a way to then have people make informed decisions. What is dangerous, Mike, is for me, is to have people making decisions without information.
Mm-hmm.
These are lifetime decisions, you know. You don't want to regret when you are really sick on the sick bed, but mm-hmm. you want to say, I made this decision, and I stick with it, or I've changed my mind because I had information. I look for all the information that I had, and I got it. And also, we always encourage people give us feedback. What questions do you have? What are the frequently asked questions? We try to also see what we are seeing about these frequently asked questions. That this afternoon I was taking on the frequently asked questions on the WHO website. Those are the same issues that are actually emanating from the communities. You know, a conspiracy theory, but unfortunately we have to stick to the health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we rely on health experts. There's nothing we can do about okunye lokho okungekho in the health system and information.
Bafo isikhathi isesehlelo ngimangoye bengicela ukuthi uphothele amazwi akho okugcina ikakhulukazi kwabasakhulayo, those that are listening to uhlelo lwethu.
For young people, guys, let's go out, let's go and vaccinate. If you have any questions, let's engage. Read widely, guys. Information is online. We are always online. We check a lot. We research a lot. Let's research and share. Also verify information amongst ourselves and our peers. So let's not confuse each other about hearsay. Let's say verify information.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Nkosi Khona. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We really appreciate your input as usual, Bafo.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Nkosi Khona Dibiti, journalist and the founder of Community Podium. To find out more about their programs, please visit their web pages on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook at Community Podium. Thank you so much for Mr. Dibiti for taking time out to join us. Muriya Zimbabwe, tichiripanya emwe chete, yekuparara kwechirwere checoronavirus. Over the past couple of weeks, vendors have been a strong focal point of Zimbabwe's vaccination program. Ezra, once again, managed to speak to some vendors in Bulawayo going to Zatunga to hear their thoughts. Let's take a look.
The next person is about 2 meters from where. Because it's a woman and now we are losing.
Okay, we are talking there good. So, how many hands in the
I think so.
I'm a person.
Even that I want to have a chance.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there, Ezra Chisa Svanda. You are speaking to the youth of Zimbabwe and young vendors there in Gontu Tuzetunga, explaining much about what they have to go through. A lot of them, some of them highlighted how they've taken the COVID-19 vaccine, but they're still facing challenges. And one of the things they highlighted is they're pleading with government, and Iwa Urumende, 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 Tibatsereiwo, Sevechidiki, Vanuita Mabasaima, Oko, and Tuxanga, Nema Tambuziko, and Kutitive Meke, Zagamitemo, in lockdown, Zimbabwe. But now, Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned that we're going to be speaking to young people in different professions. Last week we tried to highlight how COVID-19 is affecting young people in the sporting industry. We had Pristine Ngube join us, but unfortunately due to network, we couldn't. So this week, we have Brisky back on the line as we focus more about how COVID-19 has affected young people in the sports industry. Brisky, welcome to the program. Bafo, how are you doing?
Bafo, good evening. I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm good, man. It's finally, I'm happy to have you on the program. You sound clear as day. Let's talk a little more about that. The sports industry contributed a lot of money in Zimbabwe, but now, unfortunately, a lot of teams are not playing. A lot of athletes are not making money. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected abantu abasakhulayo who are in sports?
Probably, Mike, as a point of departure, you remember that last week, as we were talking, I mentioned that maybe sport is not entertainment per se, but it's also an economic activity, and it's an industry where some people dues are paid, where some people's bread is butter. So currently, as the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting all the sectors of our life, be it business, be it informal sector, sport is not an exception in terms of those things. There is no sporting activity currently. There are only a few, maybe, sporting activities that have been going on, for example, cricket. But most of the sporting activities, such as soccer and other, maybe, crowd pulling sporting activities, are on hold for now. Mm-hmm. And due to that, there are some people who have been earning their living through sport, for example, be it the players. If maybe people were doing business in partnership with sporting activities, all those people for now, they are grounded because there is no sporting activity. Mm-hmm. So, in as much as any other sector is affected by COVID-19, sport then is not also an exception. People in sport are also affected, just as people in business are affected, because sport is a means of living to some other people.
Now, before, as you've highlighted, Njengoba, a lot of young people are not making money right now, especially those who solely rely on being an athlete as a source of income. What are they doing? Because that's a very important thing.
Probably you realize that Zimbabwe is mostly an informal economy. So one way or the other, they are not in sports. Sport is closed. People would always find maybe some small things to be doing. For example, these informal trading businesses. So many people have resorted to such kind of activities. Maybe if you have been following news, you realize maybe some players of football clubs, some are going on strike because they are crying with the abolition of the because they are not paying rentals. So there is no clear, maybe, there is no clear means of living that they have currently because what is lost. So our lack of a chance is only to live in the informal sector just like anyone else is doing currently in Zimbabwe. But all that internationally, I would attribute it maybe to our policy as a country. We don't have a clear social protection policy in terms of disasters like COVID-19. I wonder whether they're in sports, what we are COVID relief fund maybe for those who are who football. But that money wasn't yesterday. So that's why now players are still crying with the killing the there was no clear or systematic way in which it was distributed. We don't know what people did here with the money or if the club here given the money. So the sport people are currently in trouble, are living in poverty now.
Sesikhangela-ke inhlelo ezikhona elizweni bafowa, you know, in every country there's like the sports clubs, that all these development programs that are there to empower or to empower young people who are looking to venture into being an athlete professionally. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected all these different programs? We know every sports club is an under 13, under 12, under 18, under 21. How have all these programs been affected?
You realize with currently the sporting activities that are going on are only for the senior team. Maybe if you have noticed, the cricket now, Abadalai, maybe it was only the senior cricket team, be it soccer, the Redala, this Premier League club, Abadalai, which book. But we are saying those people are already almost at the climax of their careers. Junior sporting activities are currently on hold. Agula sporting activity for the under 15, for the under 18. And then if we are doing that, we have already shrinked our resource base for future sporting activities as a country. So COVID-19 has affected such activities because there is no junior sporting activity. About whom we are supposed to be banking on for the future are currently on lockdown. They are not doing sporting activities. We never know. The purpose of the economy is to age will no longer be on their side. Very short space of time in their sporting career. And as a country, we are already affected. You know, it's still that junior policy which we have. That's why maybe probably we are trying to follow mostly in most of our sporting disciplines because of a lack of a junior policy that is clear. And COVID-19 has exacerbated that situation, especially the little part of us. But these juniors are not training currently.
Mm-hmm. Now, Abriski, I want to talk about the outcomes of some of these performances when we have teams that go abroad. I'm also going to want to touch on the Olympics, but since I got TNT in Dabayama Olympics, I want to talk about some of how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected some of our national teams. For example, we saw the Warriors crashing out of CAF early, which is very not normal for the Warriors. And when the coach was asked, the first thing he said was he hasn't had enough time with his team. All this comes down to the COVID-19 pandemic. Speak to us a little more about such circumstances.
Maybe on the case of the Warriors, you would notice with the COSAFA Cup, the players who went to those games were largely drawn from the pool of local clubs. And for the whole of last year, the 2020 year, there was no sports, there was no soccer activity in our country. So now you are going at a tournament, having players we have been not in any sporting activity for the past 1 full year, and you only have maybe 1 or 2 weeks training for maximum, and then we would expect such a team to perform maybe a miracle at a continental stage, which is important. So I think COVID-19 has affected our sporting activities. Despite that, we already had our own challenges maybe in our sporting field. But COVID-19 is further added to our already existing world, because now we can't look at it. Wahambala, the map players were on the train for only 2 weeks. These players were not in any sporting activity. Then, for example, with our neighbors, South Africa has been installed last year, but I just near where Taylor. Most of the African countries, it's only Zimbabwe, maybe, in the last sporting activity. So, those things, sports, you can't separate sports with training. You can't separate maybe sports with economic activity, because there is things. So that's why, as a country, we can't do very well when it comes to our sporting activities. We have a very limited time to prepare for every activity.
So, since Kanyela, the Olympics, which is the most recent thing that everybody's talking about, we focus on the Zimbabwean team here. Even though there's been the COVID-19 pandemic, we see young people like Udona Takatai doing exceptionally well. What is your take on how the Zimbabwean team is faring so far?
The Zimbabwean team has done very well. Personally, I was following the performances of these players. Actually, I was only disappointed to learn that Jonathan is no longer proceeding, but mm-hmm. he has done exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. He has a promising career. Remember, he's only 17, so mm-hmm. he's still young. There's a bright future in sports. If only as a country which is rally behind such a good talent, support them, be it with resources, give them the time and maybe the space to shine for them to train. Mm-hmm. Also, in the afternoon, I learned that Peter World is also crashed out of the tournament mm-hmm. because we could not make it in terms of time. But their performance for now has been exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. And you realize, for example, on the case of Peter, this guy has been in the USA, so that's what he has been doing in training. Mm-hmm. So it all maybe also remains as a challenge to our country that we should put proper infrastructure for our athletes to train, to enjoy that training environment locally, so that means even if they go and excel at a global stage, we are proud to feed the country mm-hmm. because currently they are raising higher athletes.
Sesikhangela-ke iqembu langkhona ebelimele Zimbabwe Brisky. This was a very young team. As you mentioned, people like Donato. Donato's only 17 years old. She still has quite the long career ahead of her. The next Olympics will be in 2024, I believe, in France. How important do you think this decision has been for the Zimbabwean Olympic Committee to carry a team that is full of very, very young people who will be here for the next couple of years?
Sorry, come again.
Bengithi, if we look at the team, Zimbabwe, it's a lot of young people. We look at Udonata, 17 years old. She's still going to be around in 2024, and she's already doing really good times. How important do you think it is for the Zimbabwean team to maintain such a young squad looking forward for future generations?
Sporting activities, you'd realize, most of the people who are in sports are like youth. There are very few male adults who are in that field. So I think the future is really bright for us as a country. So I really applaud maybe the Olympics Committee for going with such a youthful squad. But my view would be that for maybe future tournament, for these people to excel, let them be supported whatever means they need. So that means if they are to go again to the Olympics in 2024, they will do well, because this capacity of training and preparing. Usually, when they are going for a tournament, the government are rushed by the last minute with the cheating and supporting team. So let them have enough time, they are still young, but still enough time to prepare. Then our players is going to rise higher in Zimbabwe due to this trip to Italy.
Bafo isikhathi isesesidlwe ngimangoyi kodwa singakagqibile ingqoqo bengifisa ukuthinta udaba lolu ngolimi lokamama ngamafishane ngoba we have an entire audience that only understand Ndebele. So bengicela ubatshele umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 ikakhulukazi sikhangela abantu abasakhulayo abakwezemidlalo.
Okay, engikutsho bafo ukuthi khona i-COVID-19 isasele abantu abaphila ndawo zonke. Nxa isahlile abantu abakubhizinisi nabantu abakwezemindlulo njalo labo ibasahleli khathesa kula nto abangayenza ngoba ngaphansi komthetho we-lockdown njengelizwe. So abantu abaku-sport labo they also need ukuthi kwakhona ukuthi basekelwe ngakho konke okungatholakala. For example, emva ngale kwakwaba nama-incentives awaphiwa people in business. Ama-sport people labo bangakuthola wakawala nzuzo abayithola. Njengelizwe kasizameni ukuthuthukisa isigaba sezemidlalo. Kuyenziwa khona i-sport ingabi yi-entertainment but ibe yindlela yokubisa imali, ibe yengxenye yezinto zomnotho ezenzakala phakathi kwelizwe lethu. Silabantu abancane kakhulu abaku-sport abangaphakamisa ilizwe leZimbabwe kudlula nge-sport bakithe njalo imali
isikhathi sesedliwe ngumangoyi bafo bengicela ukuthi uphosa lamazwi akho okugcina.
Amazwi okugcina ukuthi khona abantu abakwezemidlalo khathesi kule campaign yokuthi khona abantu bayevaccinated. Sport people should also go and get vaccinated. Ukuze lanxa kungavula isport ukuthi khona abantu abangavaccinatedanga kabadlali bona they will be at a safer stage then to order youth. I've realized which of them is a very limited number of youth who are going to be vaccinated. I would call upon the youth, let's go and be vaccinated. COVID-19 is real and it affects everyone.
Prince King Mube, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. We really appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure, Bapo. Thank you very much, also.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Prisky Ngube, a sports analyst and a youth development practitioner. Tinotenda zvikurusa kuna Ngube nekupinda muchirongwa. Muriel Zimbabwe, just under 2 minutes left. Pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. If you're tuning in right now, makatera chirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Uhlelo lwabatsha lilami uMike Hove. Sithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo olathi lingakhohlwi ukubhala imibono yenu kuFacebook. Sikhona njalo kuVOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, laku VOA. A Shona. If you're tuned in right now, Media Zimbabwe, you're listening to Live Talk The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. We're speaking to youth about the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe.
Chipanda Poekamang Mawiza, I'm a quite artist, aka Mr. Nkulumis Chuang Evenechi. Guys, COVID-19, Ababiza and Corona in the corner. Pambili and social distancing, as Kezeni Zanja always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, Majid. Easy.
Shout out to Mr. Nkulumis Kiwang Ezenekula. Mawiza. Follow him on social media at Mawiza Online. He has new music coming out soon, so check him out. Muriel Zimbabwe. Just under 20 seconds, 1 minute 20 seconds left. Pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki muri eZimbabwe. Sithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in. Just to check out a couple of comments. Ngiyabona ukuthi abantu basakhona ababhalayo imibono yabo. Nangu Brighton uthi linjani muli ka VOA Ndebele. Siyabonga Brighton ngokungena kuhlelo. Bheki Themba Nyathi uthi ki. Thank you so much Bheki Themba ngokungena kuhlelo. Bhekani Moyo uyabuza ukuthi ayisekho enye topic ngaphandle kwe coronavirus. Mina ngithi ayikho vele le corona yakhona kungadlalwa ngabantu. Nangu Bhekani Moyo uthi he doesn't believe that coronavirus is a thing. Siyabonga Bhekani ngokungena kuhlelo. But pay attention, silokhe siqhubekela phambili silethulela okunengi ngokwenzakala elizweni COVID-19. COVID-19 related. Wena lokwa lamhlamuri eZimbabwe sasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Let's meet same time, same place, pano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki. Feel free to catch up with me at BigMike3, BigMyke3 on Twitter and Instagram. Muri eZimbabwe, let's meet same time, same place next week. Bye-bye!